Obama administration. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Dr. Mark Edmondson is a prize-winning scholar, author, and professor at the University of Virginia. He has a new book called Why Teach? He shares his perspectives on students, parents, fellow professors, and institutions. He calls on professors to be uncool, to grade hard, and to challenge students, even though they may face fallout for it from today's atmosphere of grade inflation and being nice to the students. He encourages parents to allow children to experience the hard knocks of everyday life. He emphasizes the necessary role of failure. Dr. Edmondson says, real reading is a higher form of conscientiousness. He claims good literature allows one to experience the joy of seeing the world through the eyes of people who are more sensitive, more articulate, shrewder, more alive than they themselves are. He says the magic of words unleashes the power of imagination. That is what students taught by the Common Core standards will miss because they have substituted so many informational texts instead of great literature. The author criticizes group projects and classes that rely on the exchange of student ideas. Students don't require the information that produces a worthwhile conversation. He also exhorts educators to stop these readings, which are really deconstructing literary works from the perspectives of gender, race, Marxism, Freudian, and other artificial constructs that venture from the author's intent and show no respect for the book on its own merit. The title of this book is Why Teach? In Defense of a Real Education by Dr. Mark Edmondson.
Would you like a complete record of Barack Obama's hostility toward Christianity? Every insult to our Creator God and every executive order that undermines religion is documented in the new book, No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, by Phyllis Schlafly and George Neumeyer. Get your copy of No Higher Power where quality books are sold, or visit eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. And fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steenbach is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Show. Steve Starr is here sitting in and riding shotgun and actually riding in the driver's seat right now for Bob tonight. He's a little under the weather and wanted me to give you all his regards. I hope you'll keep him in your thoughts and prayers if you're a praying person, because he is, you know, he's been having some headaches and some trouble, and he's just kind of under the weather. He's been having a tough time this last few days. I think it must be an attack of some kind. They want to stop the Bob Tuscan show, but that's not going to happen because we're here, you know, and we're going to be continuing this program because we appreciate you guys out there in RBN listening land, all of you out there on the internet, on the micro broadcasters, on our affiliates, on satellite, on phone, on podcast, wherever you get us. We do appreciate all of you. And this is the Bob Tuscan Show. I'm Steve Starr, the trusty co-host, and I'm going to be joined by Rex Brocky in a couple minutes here. We're going to talk about a lot of things. Of course, you know, if you've listened to our programs before, Rex knows a lot about Bitcoin. But we're not going to let him tell you about Bitcoin until a little bit later in the show, and he can tell you exactly what happened with all the debacles that are going on right now, and why is Bitcoin still doing so well in spite of everything that's happening. But anyhow, we'll get into that in a little bit. First thing I want to talk about a little bit is, of course, we've got to get into the news as to concerning what is happening right now. The U.S. is rushing headlong into war with Russia, accordingly. It's what I'm reading, anyhow. A story from Kurt Nemo, Infowars.com, March 14th, 2014. All right, is this not, and this is my comment before I get into the story, is this not the height of hypocrisy? I don't know how at all we can claim any credibility anymore with what's going on with the whole situation in Crimea and the Ukraine breaking apart as it was engineered by George Soros and NGOs and a number of people from the austerity bank money pit called the Euro or the EU. All these people being clustered together in this mass diabolical economic collapse in the West. While, keep this in mind, while the ruble and the yuan, which is the Chinese currencies, are very strong, friends, they don't need us. They don't need us economically. They have their oil, they have their food supplies, they have plenty to weather the storm, you know, weather the storm, if whatever you like. And while the U.S. has built itself an entire expanding what I would call a very large and expanding empire, economic empire, if you call it, economic imperialism, that's crumbling apart all over the world, and the currencies are collapsing, and there's riots taking place all over the place. These people are hunkering down and buttoned in pretty good to go the distance with us. And now we've got Barack Obama and John Kerry prodding the situation, poking the bear, trying to, you know, create some more unnecessary and absolutely ludicrous and dangerously insane aggressive acts. Okay, so from the article by Kurt Nemo. So let's get this straight. The United States is all for democracy, and democracy is about voting and making sure the majority rules. If a majority in Crimea votes to align itself with Russia because most Crimeans have an affinity for Russia, the United States and the United Nations, the latter sitting on the lap of the former, will decide democracy is illegal. That's right, friends. You know, it's all about democracy when they want to break apart Ukraine and they want to overthrow the parliament there and things happen. And there's all this, you know, all this protest and everything that we've heard about that was propped and put up and funded and paid for. But now, with the referendum and the vote that's coming this weekend, friends, they're now talking about the whole situation coming apart because Crimea, which is that kind of a sort of an island-looking, it's actually on a peninsula there, but it's down in the bottom there, the Black Sea, below the Ukraine. It's that island area where the Russians have a very extensive naval base and a warm water port. That part of the Ukraine is, by and large, very favoring Russia, if you like. They don't want to go into George Soros's nightmare, Euro austerity, you know, the whole situation is crumbling apart across Europe right now inside the European Union. So they're voting this weekend, and it's pretty predictable, I think, at this point, that the Crimeans are going to stay and want to remain with Russia. And now we can't have democracy, you see, because for some reason that doesn't fit the agenda anymore. Now, the United States is making all kinds of threats. And, of course, earlier today, Mr. Kerry had made a statement. He's saying Estonia is saying Russia will invade like Germany, or for that matter, Secretary of State John Kerry saying Russia will invade Ukraine. Estonia is a member of the European Union. It's a Nordic country favored by the World Bank and the IMF. It takes its talking points and all of its wording, I guess, from Brussels. There's a lot of different talks supposedly here. And it says, incidentally, the fathers and founders of the EU were Nazis, of course, and maybe that's why the EU is using Hitler's big lie to its fullest potential. So, you know, what they're talking about doing, and what Barack Obama and company, and of course this is his whole crazy and absolutely ludicrous administration, what they're doing now is they're talking about applying more sanctions to Russia if they don't turn loose of the Crimea region and allow it to remain inside Ukraine, in spite of what people in Crimea want to do, okay? I mean, it's absolutely ludicrous. We remember what happened when Mr. Obama almost started World War III a few months back in Syria. Do you remember that? This guy is dangerous. This guy is following the very script that FDR used prior to World War II, friends, by entangling all kinds of situations and creating animosity around the globe and trying to organize all of this while the war broke out between France and Germany. And then next, of course, the United States was pulled into it. So what we're seeing here is a very serious problem. And one of the real problems is the fact that our currency is very, very weak. It's shattered. It's depleting at an enormous rate, whether you believe that or not, right now. The economy is not good in the West, while China and Russia and the BRIC nations, as Putin boasted recently, are very strong, self-sufficient, and ready for the task. Okay? So that's a little bit of what's going on here. We're going to get into more of that and maybe take some of your calls, and I'll have Rex coming up on the second segment here. We're going to let him evaluate some of these things as well. He knows a lot about economics. He studied these kinds of things for many years and can even do some voices, I suppose. Well, we don't want to get too corny and off track, because it is a very serious situation. But to look at this whole thing now, of course, you know, I don't want to overemphasize this. I don't want to fear monger you, you know. But the reality is what we've said before: when you see these currencies splitting apart and their banking relationships going into their own separate corners, you know the bell is about to ring. Okay, that's a real problem. And the people in the West are not ready for our economic warfare against a very solid and fit and trimmed and conditioned opponent, which is what we'll be facing. China has also weighed in on this, saying that they're not interested at all either in seeing us take this to a notch higher with the imposing of sanctions on Crimea and the problems already that are festering over there in that area. It's almost as if, almost as if they're trying to start some kind of an international conflict. I think Mr. Obama has got himself, well, let's put it this way, he's got his rear in a sling pretty bad right now politically with all the things he's done. He needs a war to save his image and his presidency and his administration and the power brokers that have put him in this position. So here we are playing this game with this madman, this imposter president who is the commander-in-chief, standing up there dictating these orders, threatening World War III. And where is your U.S. Congress? Good question, huh? I talked to mine today. I don't get any answers. Maybe you have. All right, coming back in just a few minutes here with Rex Brocky. We'll have his commentary. Maybe even take some calls toward the end of the hour. Hang in there on the Bob Tuscan Show.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
Ooh, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from strikehardgear.com.
Strike what?
strikehardgear.com.
Set your sights on strikehardgear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to the Bob Tuscan Show, and it is Well, I guess it's March 14th, a big, beautiful full moon where I'm at out there looking at it tonight. And I don't know how it is where you are, but, you know, we're on the cusp of seeing the Ides of March, I would suppose. You know, some strange things are happening this time of year. We have some very difficult situations that are developing, of course, around the world. Now, we won't talk about the Malaysian airliner yet. I mean, we can get into that, of course, and maybe some other discussion. But we're going to bring Rex in on our show when we can. We're still, we've got him online, but we're still bringing him up audio-wise. We're still not in contact, so we're halfway there. But I want to get his take as well on some of these things. The important thing, of course, though, is that we are talking about serious economic warfare at this point. And oddly enough, if you know much about anything that's happened in the past century, of course, going back to World War One and all through the last bloody century, the 20th century, you know there's been a lot of economics at the root of a lot of these international conflicts. And there's been gaping insurgencies that have placed themselves into various positions of authority and power in order to break up certain kingdoms and break up certain affiliations and to reconfigure the entire of Europe. And this has been going on all through the last century. And we're seeing this happen again, in a sense, with the Western NATO nations, of course, and the EU nations and the Germans, the East Germans, of course, who have a seem to have some sort of an attachment for the Ukraine, trying to drag the Ukraine into their mud hole, you know, down into the pit, while we know they're in, what is it, about $165 billion debt that's going to have to be remedied right away. By who? By who? Well, all of us in the happy family of the Western economy that has been pilfered, stolen, ripped off, trashed, and lost by the banksters, the international banksters. And I know there's people overseas, of course, too, who are listening to this as well, wanting to hear what we're talking about it. And I know a lot of people are very upset, of course. There's two sides to this. I'm not saying that Putin is an angel by any means, friends. And, of course, we know about the Holodomor, you know, which is the whole situation that took place with the Holodomor is what I guess it's called, the situation with all those Ukrainians who died prior to World War II at the hands of Stalin. So there's no love loss between Ukraine and Russia over the long haul. But the situation being right now that there are some people, especially in the Crimea area, who want to remain with Russia for a lot of good reasons, and it's economically very better, it's much better for them, and they're being pulled out. So that's the whole situation from this whole thing, because now we no longer represent democratic rule. You know, it kind of reminds me of the Civil War, where the South seceded from the North, the Southern states seceded from the North, but then there were a couple states who didn't want to go along with that. One was Missouri, and then, of course, the other was West Virginia, which broke off from Virginia at that time. They said, hey, we don't want to go with that either. So it's like, you know, it's okay if one group of people want to break apart from another, but when another group wants to break apart from the people who are breaking apart, then there's a problem for some reason, and that's exactly what's happening with Crimea right now. So anyhow, I don't know if Rex is, I'm seeing some posts from him. Rex, are you with us yet, buddy? I don't know if I can hear your mic or anything, but I hear him typing to me. I see him typing, that is. But now I guess he's not quite with us yet. We'll still try to bring him up to get his take on this, because he's an old fella like me, and he will remember a lot of things. He's very good with history, friends, and we'll talk about a lot of the economics pertaining to world wars, because that is a key indicator. If you want to know, you know, where a war is going, watch the way the money splits and divides up. We know that the Harriman and Bush were involved with IG Farben in Nazi Germany prior to World War II. We know that the Russians spent a lot of time, of course, there, also getting some of their funding from the international banks back in the early 1900s, back around the time of the Bolshevik Revolution. So, you know, I'll just wait and see if Rex can join us. Rex, are you there yet, bud? Let's see. I hear some noise, but I don't hear a mic. Okay, well, we'll just keep going until we can get it back up, because I do want to get his take on all this stuff. You know what? I might also take some phone calls, of course. I know there's a lot of you out there that have some comments. Maybe you want to let off some steam. Let me give you our phone number. It's 1-800. But you don't always have to dial the one, but it's 800 anyway. 800-313-9368. 9443, and I know I'm really working our producer Manny to death tonight because he's really doing a good job of trying to field a lot of problems. But I guess I'll just make it a little bit more. he's a multitasking guy. He can do this. But yeah, I'll make it a little bit more complicated by giving the number out to maybe take some calls. But I know a lot of people are weighing in on this, and I know that I'm not alone in my opinions of distaste about the U.S. State Department's policy and what's going on, and Barack Obama's recklessness concerning exactly what he is doing here. There's some real problems with all of these things as I see it, and I don't know exactly why they are doing this, but I do know it has a lot to do with the international elitists, the globalists, and the people who like to engineer train wrecks. If you know what I mean. They like to create these kinds of dilemmas because this isn't about nationalities, friends. This is about the elitists of the world wanting to control you and me, the working people. They're parasites. They suck the lifeblood out of us, all of our labor, our time. Then they send our children off in these wars to fight for some nationalistic cause. And then when it's all over and said and done, the same ugly people can continue their continuity of government and go on with the next round. And it seems like every generation has to learn this lesson. War is a racket. War is a racket. I think it was General Smedley Butler who said that long ago. And, that's the way it is. That's the kind of system we work, we live in. That's the world we are in. What we're trying to do at this point is avoid seeing history as a repeat offender, coming back to do the same thing again, friends, because right now I don't trust either Putin or I certainly don't trust the U.S. State Department, John Kerry. Obviously, this man is a pathetic liar, as Putin has said publicly, and I'm very much in agreement with that. So we'll just see that, what's going on with all these things, and we will take your calls and your comments, and as the show progresses, we will continue to talk about this because it's going to be a very big weekend, my friends, a very big weekend due to the fact that this referendum is going to be voted on by, I think it's Sunday, by the people who live in Crimea. And they're going to decide whether they want to stay with Russia. And for some reason, we can't let them make that decision. We seem to know better, don't we, than what they want to do. So it's not about democracy. It's not about freedom. It's not about people being left alone, making their own choices. It's become an international football game. And people, innocent people, are caught in the middle of this big developing battle. How far is it going to go? Maybe they'll just become an economic a stalemate, I suppose, where things just get worse as the two sides of this dispute kind of simmer off in their distance and maybe rejoin sometime in the future. I don't think so. I think it's going to be that bad because I think the Western economy is going to collapse while Russia and China have the power and the ability and the stability to weather the storm. That's what I've said before. That's my opinion anyway. So we'll get to yours in the next segments, and we'll just keep progressing on. A lot of good stuff. Hang in there. You're listening to The Bob Tuscan Show. Be right back after this break. Stay tuned.
Important is the air you breathe. Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
With new and ever-increasing health threats on the rise, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family from deadly viruses, bacterias, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The science Digest Journal says, silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern science. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
Welcome back, everybody. Hi, we're coming through loud and clear again. This is the Bob Tuscan Show, and this is your host, Steve Starrs, hanging in there with you on the RBN Network. We're glad to be here. Of course, I wish the circumstances were better. I really do, because things are not good. And if you're a parent like I am, and you have a family and you love people, you know, this is not the best of times due to the fact that we have complete imbeciles and idiots in power in places that shouldn't be there. And I think people have known for a long time that that's the situation. We just have all kinds of problems with people who are in this world, who run things and have made all kinds of mistakes. So that's the sum and substance of it all. And, you know, we're here to address that, of course, and that's why I'm here. That's why you're listening, and we are looking for solutions. I don't give up. You know, I do believe I do believe that we have the options of changing things. I do believe that there are real solutions to these problems. I really do. I think that, you know, the first one, of course, is that our Congress has to man up or grow some things and get with the job. And I've been calling my Congress people pretty regularly and asking him, what are you doing? You know, I've got a Republican congressman that I don't like at all, really, because of his, you know, his basically phony Republican, his whole, you know, his whole shtick just is phony. You know what I mean? He's voted for the Patriot Act over and over. He keeps reauthorizing the war budget. You know, he keeps playing off of the old Bill O'Reilly, Rush Limbaugh, you know, kind of ideology that sounds like it's supposed to be conservative. And friends, I have to be honest with you, I think I am more tired of these kinds of people than I am even the dumb liberals that I have to talk to, because it's like you would think they should get it by now. And yet at the same time, they're playing a game with us. I mean, it's almost like saying if, who would you hate most? You know, the high priests who crucified Jesus because they were envious, or the Judas Iscariots who were in his camp and pretended to be, you know, his friend. I think the conservative Republicans make me more sick than even the Democrats to some extent. I'm still not over George W. Bush. I'm still not over that. And I still talk to people all the time who are conservatives who still won't admit it, won't admit to themselves things are as bad as they are. And I believe they are a big part, maybe the biggest part of the problem, primarily because if the folks who were what you might call phony conservatives, the you know, neocon types, the rhino types, if those people would get off the high horse and admit that we're in the kind of trouble we are in with a government that lies and lies and lies to us, that attacks us left and right, that terrorizes us, friends, if there were people out there in the Republican Party that were like that, then I would say for the most part, I would be very you know, if these people would get honest, I would be somewhat enthusiastic. But if with these people being the way they are today, I have just no sympathy for the situation that the Republicans who have run people like Mitt Romney and John McCain as candidates in the last 8 years, it shows you to me that they are brain dead and beyond help. I mean, they're almost as bad, maybe even worse, than the people who have no sense at all, because at least you know who they are. You can see them coming. And so right now, you know, you see, of course, CNN has a poll out that says 6 out of 10 Americans support sanctions against Crimea. Well, that's a little bit before today. I think that number's starting to slip. As a matter of fact, I think more people are starting to realize it's how absolutely deluded and hypocritical John Kerry is in trying to thwart a regular, a popular election process in order to pressure people in a particular place to going along with a plan that is so ill-conceived for the rest of the world. You know, I think people are starting to see through that, even Democrats, to be honest with you. But the reality is, you know, if CNN's poll was correct, 6 out of 10 people were supporting sanctions. Now, how is this going to help us? You have to ask me a question. How is this going to help us? What is going to come out of this that would possibly be of any benefit to the American people and to our economy and to the peace and stability of this world? I don't see any way at all. I don't see any possibility that this can help us. I don't know why we even bother with, you know, thinking that this could be a solution. I don't know why we allow people like John Kerry to negotiate on behalf of the United States when this man obviously has got a very nefarious background and has proven to be a deceiver and a liar all along. Even going back to the days of My Lai and Vietnam, when he sat in front of Congress in his army fatigues, you know, looking like he was somewhat right fresh from the battlefield and an honest soldier with a great heart talking about all of these atrocities, then to superintend and oversee the onslaught of the terrible carnage that's taken place in Syria, turning completely 180 degrees, and even Putin, you know, and I'm not a Putin fan. I'm not a Putin fan at all, friends. But even Putin said the man is a pathetic liar. That's pretty harsh words. you know, for what used to be your allies, what used to be your agreeable friends, what used to be, let's face it, the Russians have fought with us in two world wars. We had this thing called the Cold War, you know, where we were supposed to be afraid of each other. Then things came all apart, and we just got back from a place called, what was it, Sochi, where we had the Olympics, and everybody was on a friendly, competitive, sportsmanlike attitude. We were all good sports. And in the meantime, all of this other nonsense is going on. Does it make any sense to you? Does it make any sense at all? That's the question. I mean, we're not seeing anything here that's really realistic in terms of what people can identify in a nationality. I mean, all they're seeing is that people are moving because they're being driven like lemmings, you know, by fear and propaganda and by economics and by terrorism. And the people who are very rich at the top just keep getting richer and richer. And the people themselves who pay for everything, who pay for taxes, who raise the wheat and bake the bread, you know, who make the goods, who work hard, who have families and citizens and people who are trying to, you know, create a better world for their children and everyone around them, while these suckers, just like parasites, grind the faces of the poor across the earth. It makes me sick. But I want to see the people. Because I think the people can be educated enough to rise up and put a stop to this. I've talked to my Republican representative twice, and I've said, look, you've got to put a stop to this madman, and you know it. How many impeachable offenses has he got now? You got Benghazi, you got the IRS scandal, you got Fast and Furious, you've got the NSA spying. Of course, you know, the guy has never really come up with a legitimate claim to be a U.S. citizen anyway. You know, he's been an imposter. He is the anti-president, friends. He's not the anti-Christ, but he is the anti-president. I can promise you that. He's a complete imposter created by the CIA. That's what Barack Obama is. And yet, you know, the Republicans are content to let this guy get away with this. It's just absolutely... it's absolutely unbelievable, and they are inexcusable. I almost find more animosity, I think I do, towards them than I would Democrats. Because I know the Democrats are brain dead, and some of them are starting to wake up. I think they're almost waking up faster than Republicans. But Republicans and people who want to cling to this false ideology and wave the flag, I'm really getting sick of it. Just sick of it, because I've seen it all my life. And every election, you try to tell them, look, you've got to stop the banks. You've got to stop the elite. You've got to stop the Council on Foreign Relations. You've got to recognize that they're poisoning you and leading you like sheep to the slaughter. I'm not against, you know, people being subservient to the law. Some people think we should just break it down altogether. I believe in the law. I really do. But I don't think you can, you can't progress on into the 21st century with this kind of madness going on for much longer, especially with all the things that are going on. So when you see these kinds of things, how do you react? What do you think our Congress people should do? I mean, it's a good question to ask them. You call them up and say, well, what should we do now that we know you're so useless? What should we do since you can't do anything? What would you recommend that we do since you are such a waste of time, Mr. Congressman? How come you can't pull it together? That's what I want to know. Give me one good answer, one good solution. Well, maybe you have a fairly good congressional representative. I am not
Steve,
impressed.
How are you going to get a good answer out of a politician?
Finally, I get a good answer out of Rex Brockie. That almost worked, and he was almost elected.
I should be being elected right now. The first time I haven't run in 8 years, and this is the year the incumbent decides to run.
Be right back.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at StemGevity.com today. That's StemGevity. StemGevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs StemGevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
Stars riding in for Bob Tuscan on the Bob Tuscan Show tonight. Thanks for hanging in there with us. Hey, we finally got Rex up, and he's got a lot to say, and we were talking about the whole situation, the history. Rex, what did you pick up out of that long rant and rave? I use that kind of as a little private joke between Rex and I, because he used to have a show called Rants and Raves with Rex. But after my long rant and rave, what is your commentary for a little bit? And I'll take a break and let you talk.
Well, I've been trying to follow this. It's, you know, really scary playing the part of Ernie Pyle, who reported on the attack on Poland, and his editor told him to quit wasting time. A few years later, he died trying to report on the carnage that was World War II. I hope that we are not, in fact, in that position at this moment. One thing I can be fairly certain of, Barack Obama certainly does not have as clever or as in-depth a plan to drag this country into war. Roosevelt's plans were laid years in advance, and there's no sign of anything that sophisticated or that effective, for that matter. I don't know how Obama could possibly maneuver Russia into striking the first blow. Putin may be many things, but he's no fool. And he's not a coward either. That's something else. You know, when Hitler attacked Russia, Stalin went and hid in the basement of the Kremlin for almost a week, leaving the Soviet Union virtually leaderless. I think we can count on the fact that Putin would do no such thing. And of course, the situation is even more complicated than the news stories are covering it. I have the disadvantage that I'm supposed to know something about this. If you carry back my family four generations, we were Russians ourselves, and there's an awful lot of history in that country. And the interesting thing to note is that the Ukraine was once the seat of the Russian government. Kiev was the capital for more than 700 years, capital of the whole country. It took Boris Godunov, that wonderful, insane, well, never mind. There's too much detail about him to go into, but I mean, he makes all of our 20th and 21st century leaders look like kittens compared to what he pulled. And he was the one that moved the capital to Moscow. And after the Ukraine splintered off the Soviet Union, the Russians maintained their treaty base there, in the Crimea. And, of course, an awful lot of their personnel, you know, lived in the area and married in the area. There are a lot more Russians in the Crimean Peninsula, than Ukrainians, although, as I said, the distinction is a little bit blurred. And those people want to rejoin Russia. And as Steve correctly said, you know, we now find ourselves opposing democracy. Hypocrisy is more like it with our leadership.
Absolutely.
And it's a complex mess of a situation, but in any case, the U.S., you know, doesn't have any direct business there. Russia is involved, and this is tremendously important to Russia's security. Without that naval base, they don't have enough to enable them to escape out of the Black Sea there. That's their, as Steve said, that's their warm water port. That's their gateway to the world. You know, their next best port is in Murmansk, and folks, I want to tell you, the only reason Murmansk exists as an ice free port at all is the little tiny failing influence of the Gulf Stream that makes it up there and prevents 8-foot thick sea ice in the winter. But it doesn't prevent it all the time, and if you think the journey up there is any kind of easy, just ask all of the skippers of the Allied convoys that tried to bring materials of war up there in World War II. We lost as many ships to winter storms as we did to the German U-boat. In fact, we lost more to the winter storms than we did to the German U-boats. And considering the competence of the Kriegsmarine German Navy skippers, that's saying something.
But, so this move to try to take Crimea is very strategic in terms of military, and this is not something Russia is going to give up. That's what you're kind of saying there, isn't it, Rex?
I believe it or not, I was distracted here and I couldn't hear your full question.
Oh, I was saying that the move by Obama and Kerry to try to wrestle Crimea away from Russia in this Ukrainian revolt is a very dangerous move, because this is a military strategy situation for the Russians, and they're not going to give it up. I think
No, and on top of that, as I said, the vast majority of the people in the Crimea are Russian. They're not Ukrainians. They're Russians. They're not going to. The only reason they've been peacefully coexisting there is that Russia has that treaty base and a strong presence in the area, so they haven't seen any reason to split with Ukraine until now. And whatever they vote, I mean, that's the will of the people sitting there. If the U.S. tries to go in and buck that tide and try to claim that, you know, that area shouldn't be Russian when it is Russian, I mean, that's. That's the bottom line. The people that are living there are Russian. They are Russian by overwhelming majority. I mean, look at the partition of Ireland. That little tiny piece that is now called Northern Ireland was predominantly Protestant. The rest of the country was predominantly Catholic. England sat on that powder keg for, 200 years? Finally gave up and let it split along the population lines. If the U.S. tries to fight that same imperative in, I mean, you know, the Crimea, Ukraine as a whole is Ukrainian. But that's mostly if you cut out the Crimean Peninsula. The Crimean Peninsula is mostly Russian. So there, if tensions run high, they're going to want to split off. And there's not, you know, there's nothing the rest of Ukraine can do about that except bring in enough people to gain a majority. I mean, that would take an appreciable fraction of their population. How would you get that many people to move? You couldn't get that many people to whistle Dixie or agree where the sun comes up. You know, that yeah. it wouldn't work very well.
Right, exactly. I've got a bunch of calls coming in because they kind of piled up on us. Let me see if I can get to Paul real quickly in New Jersey before the break. We may not have enough time. But Paul, are you there?
Yeah, hello, gentlemen.
Okay, Paul, you got a couple minutes here. Go ahead and try it.
Well, for one, America's establishing a dangerous precedent where, you know, whenever a bunch of street people come out and topple a government using a bunch of Molotov cocktails and violence, actually, to overthrow a government, now we say that's legitimate when they could act like mature people and just waited for next year's election and had a democratically elected leader, right? So no wonder why the Crimeans are alienated. The rest of the country basically had a coup and is illegal, and they're very concerned for their own safety. You know, so that's one thing. And one other point I want to make is that, you know, I got an email from my congressman. He's a Republican, Leonard Lance. And in his email, he said, and it shows how misinformed even our congresspeople are, he said that the Ukrainian economy has been threatened. And it says supposedly because the Russian military intervention. There has been no Russian military intervention. The Russians have just staged troops legally within the limits to their, I think they're allowed 24,000 at their,
right.
Naval base. So they just transferred some troops and bulked that up. They didn't go past that limit. So there was no military intervention. It's just everything they've done has been legal and by the book. So, again, Russia taking the high ground, acting like a civilized, mature nation, while America acting like an infantile, petulant bunch of warmongers traveling 5,000 miles away to instigate things in other people's backyards, and at the same time ignoring the very admonitions of our founders who wanted us to steer clear of foreign entanglements. And this nation's a disgrace. That's all there is to it, gentlemen.
Yeah, I agree with that. How about you, Rex? I think Rex probably does, too.
During World War II, Harry Truman was having a little conference with most of his Eastern Theater commanders, the people who were going to be making the decisions as to the way we were going to react to Russian moves and such during the war. And he discovered that he was the only one that knew anything about the Russian history of needing access through the Dardanelles and all this. He gave a short lecture covering the last 1,000 years of history, and it was horrifying to discover that nobody in the government except the well-read Truman himself had any knowledge of how important that area is to Russia. And I hate to say it, but it hasn't gotten a lot better since, and we're heading for break.
Yeah, we are headed for break. We'll be right back with the Bob Tuscan Show. So we got Judith and David hanging on the line. We'll be back with you guys right after these messages. Hang in there over the break.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
With financial